Hello and welcome to episode 340, our first episode of 2020 of Sprague Is a Geek. I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week we didn't see a movie, you know, because with the holidays and the hubbub and everything, I think we kind of forgot that there are some movies that are out, and then I hate that we both want to see 1917.
Yes.
But it's got a staggered release, and I hate that shit.
That's the part you're saying it was coming out, and I thought it had already come out, just limited release.
I don't know if it's here locally out.
I've heard good stuff about it, though.
I've heard good stuff about it. I even if the movie sucks, I think the cinematography is what's going to be amazing on it.
Is it Shawn Mendes?
Yes. The guy who did Bond. Towerfall or
Skyfall.
Skyfall, there we go.
It's Skyfall, and I know he did other stuff, but yeah, I'm excited. Skyfall was beautifully shot, I thought. There's a lot of really, really pretty shots to it. So, yeah.
But I know we're going to see that. Yes. I know The Grudge came out, and we didn't realize it until Friday night. We were out, and we were leaving a bar, and I was like, oh, The Grudge came out. And he's like, it did? And I was like, that's what the trailer just said on TV.
Did not fucking realize that had already come out. That kind of blows my mind.
Because it...
It wasn't publicized at all.
Like, no, I forgot it was actually coming out until I saw a trailer. I was like, oh.
Well, I saw
a trailer. And that trailer was like a month or two ago.
That's the thing. It's like, I saw a trailer just a little while ago, so usually it's like 5-6 months out or something. But yeah. I mean, kind of want to see it because I've seen all the other versions of The Grudge. Why not? What? No, fuck you.
Do you think they still have The Grudge sound?
Yes. I feel like that's pretty... I heard it in the trailer, I thought.
Maybe I...
I feel like it's important for them to have it. That's like it's the signature.
Right. Like I get you.
Yeah.
So we haven't seen anything. We'll probably end up seeing something for next week. Don't know what it is yet. We'll probably figure that out at the last minute for both of us as well, because that's kind of how we live our lives.
Yeah, days of our lives.
So we didn't see anything, but we are going to bring you our streaming review of Hellboy. Very few little things to talk about with nerd news. We will talk about The Mandalorian episode 5.
We're pacing ourselves for the new year.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, pacing
that's what ourselves. We're doing. But I guess we'll start kind of like how we've been talking lately. What are you playing?
I picked up Fallen Order. I did beat Nier Automata like the first time because there's multiple. The game is supposed
to. You were telling me this.
Yeah, they expect you to beat the game pretty quick and like relatively quick. I think I beat it like the first round in about 8 or less hours. But there's multiple endings and multiple playthroughs and multiple styles. And I was like, okay, I'll come back to it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not disinterested. I picked up Fallen Order because it was cheap. And it's fun. I definitely feel like when you do, like, the wall running and stuff and everything, I'm really feeling Titanfall in it, and which it's from the same guys. So it's not the best game. It's not like drop my jaw amazing, and I'm hoping that it gets a little bit further along with the story wise. I think there's some stuff there. It's just the story seems really cool. Story I'm definitely into.
Okay.
Gameplay feels okay. It's easing you in like God of War style, so I'm respecting that it's taking its time to make you respect those things and learn your way through it. The parts I can say that I get pissed about, and this is a subtle piss, I guess, but the collectibles are pointless. And I don't feel like they add a lot to, like, you get ponchos, and then there's stuff where you get to modify your saber a bit.
But isn't that more beneficial to where you don't feel like you're hamstrung to, like, I don't want to continue until I get this collectible thing?
It is a weird conflict I'm having right now. It's like, I hate the fact of having to try to go for everything, but... I like, for example, I want there to be ways that I can modify my saber that would maybe change the way I play. And it doesn't. It just changes the way it looks. So everything is cosmetic, which I guess is a good and a bad. Like, you're right. It means that I'm not, like, hamstrung that I have to get everything to get the most out of the game. I can literally just keep playing. And it's actually changed the way I kind of explore the game. Like, I don't do my normal thing of exploring every single way. I just keep going.
Okay.
And I don't bother to look around because I'm like, I'm not really going to miss out on much.
Oh, my God.
Fucking nachos. What about you, sir? What are you playing?
Revenge Body 2020 can't have nachos. I actually, this week, have turned down Taco Bell and Dippin' Dots.
Ooh.
Dippin' Dots.
Where'd you go that was Dippin' Dots that's on a movie theater?
The Zoo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's pretty big.
Dude. I looked at it, I was like, oh my God, Dippin' Dots. And even Sarah was like, you went and ran this morning, and you're walking around the zoo. She's like, you've probably earned this treat for yourself, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, I can't. Yeah. Tomorrow we're hiking, and I know I'm going to have shitty-ass breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to power through that. I might have a beer today, which, I mean, I still have a ton of beer left from New Year's, mm-hmm. but I might have one, which sucks because there's probably at least 18 beers left. But I'm really, really trying to...
That's good, though.
...to get this. And I know it's a lot better for me personally to just stop all of the nasty shit at once and not do it, but, like, I feel that I'll end up sabotaging myself if I do that.
At least for my personality type, I don't feel like going cold turkey is ever a good idea. I think definitely making smart choices, but if you don't treat yourself on some point, you're going to make you feel like you're punishing yourself 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's, at least for me, that's not going to work.
Right. But for me, what I'm playing, I know that...
that's all good. You're playing the game of life. I
mean, still playing Shadow of the Tomb Raider? Still...
I feel that pain.
Like, it's so... It's not bad. Like, there are games that are just bad, and you're like, wow. It's not bad, but it's not good.
Yeah.
I'm not enjoying my time with this. I'm serving my time with this. Mm-hmm. I got arrested for speeding and got put in like, jail for 48 hours. We're like... It's not so bad. Mm-hmm. You're not in prison, you know, but you don't really have freedom. Mm-hmm. That's what this game is.
Yeah.
Where I am just hanging out, I guess, waiting for something to get good with this game. And the game doesn't... I can't remember. We've talked about this before, but this is a type of game that doesn't want you to play it, almost. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel if the game would let me play the game, I would enjoy it more.
Yeah.
And it's just like, keep walking around pressing R3. Okay, I guess I'll do that.
The reason I laugh is I bet you if we got my, like, if we match your progressive opinions, my progressive opinions, I'm like, I swear to God, I was saying these same things. I'm like, I literally have been there and I feel you, buddy.
Yeah, it...
And you finished Days Gone.
Oh, yeah, I finished Days Gone. I got the platinum Days Gone a while ago.
And then you did start Persona, but you're kind of taking a break from it, or?
I didn't start Persona. I completed the first boss, and then when they made me input my name, I paused the game, and it fast-forwarded the conversation. I have played Titanfall a little bit, just the multiplayer. We talked about that, and it's frenetic as fuck. Like, it is...
Ooh. We do need to try to do a Chella with
that. I think we could do Chella, and, you know, we're all far behind. None of us know what the fuck we're doing, but at least we'd all be... Doing it together. But that's it. I actually haven't been playing a lot. I picked up Star Wars Legion.
I saw that.
So I'll be painting those here shortly, because that's what I do with my life, is paint at this point. And I plan to start building some terrain for that stuff, too. And
are you all done with...
No, with Imperials.
Like, don't judge me. All I can think about is that fucking, like, the thing where the two, like, the dad and the father, like, the chopper shop thing, are fighting against each other.
Oh, yeah, the chair.
And it's just like, you don't need any more. You already have some. It's like, I want more. Yeah.
You can never have enough. And it basically, like, I actually want to put tutorials and such on the webpage, but not having a computer really hinders that, and I don't want to do that on my phone.
No.
Because I want to put photos up and different things like that. So, like...
Don't they have, like, a little computer lab area around here? Or library or something? Benny can get out of the house.
We do have a community center. A community lab, but I don't know if they have computers there, to be honest. And I can't do it at... Well, I wonder if I can... Actually, let me check and see if I can get to it at work, because at least I can... type it up on my phone maybe and then pop the photos in at work or something, or just be like, hey, I want this photo, or send you the photo and put photo one here, put photo two here.
That could work,
because I like that is one of my many resolutions this year, is to actually use our website more and to drive more traffic there. But, you know, whatever. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to our streaming review. Thank the maker. We started 2020 off with a fire.
Fired.
This was brought to you by me.
Yeah.
And it was the new Hellboy, the 2019 version with David Harbour and Mia Jovovich.
It took me halfway through the movie to realize it was Mia Jovovich. Because I haven't seen her in forever.
I mean, she still looks great.
She does. No, she looks great. Fucking amazing.
For, I think she's...
50?
40? She's very late 40s, maybe early 50s at this point. So, yes. But she still looks great.
Yeah.
I actually thought David Harbour was really good as Hellboy. I thought he had a really good amount of charisma and, like, comedic points.
Yeah.
And was fun. Oh, my God. But,
what, wow. There's a Lego thing?
There's going to be a Lego. Oh,
I'm going to watch the shit out of that. I know you said Oopie's Candy.
Yeah, there's going to be a Lego.
Oh, Naturalist Will Arnett.
Right. Yeah, there's going to be a Lego reality show.
Shit, I'll watch it. They're going to build me up and knock me down.
Can't hate this movie enough.
Okay. Like the fires of hell?
It is really bad. Even the makeup on David Harbour looks bad.
And you've never seen the originals?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
The makeup on David Harbour looks bad. Like, it looks like this is a student film. And if it was a student film, I'd be like, wow.
Bravo.
It's a major motion picture. And some of the green screen work is horrendous. When he goes to meet Baba Yaga and he's, like, standing on the house.
By the way, Baba Yaga, all I could think about was Tomb Raider. I was like, I know that house!
I understand that reference. But, like, the plot of the movie is Nimue from King Arthur's time had a communication with basically the monsters of the deep, yeah. And they weren't... Them and humanity were kind of at a truce of, like, we're going to leave each other alone.
Yeah.
King Arthur betrayed her and murdered her, so she wanted to come back and exact her revenge on...
And some pig dude is going and doing that and grabbing all of her body parts and stuff, and it's... So, you've never seen the other ones?
No.
And I have to realize those were back in, 2005, 2007, right?
Mm-hmm.
I did not like David Harbour. But oh. I'm not a big fan of him, I guess. Like, I don't hate him, but I don't love him either. Like, I think a lot of people love him because he's in Stranger Things, which, right. It's something that's never really grabbed me. But... I didn't like him because I can't separate myself from seeing that it's not Ron Perlman.
Okay.
And he was trying to do it's a impersonation of Ron Perlman, and it's not a good one. So to me, it wasn't him saying, like, oh, I got this character I'm building up. For the way I approached it is just like, it's, you're trying to take the same character that Ron Perlman was and make this like a continuation, but not a continuation.
Okay.
It's a weird innuation. And it never flowed right, and that they tried to, like, go for the awkward charm that the movies had originally, but I felt like they tried to go too grand, versus the reason why I like the original ones is that I think they kind of focused, the camera's always more, and if you play most of the places, it was very in scope with just the characters.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go out to these huge, crazy battles. It did every now and then, but for the most part, it was on characters, at least the way I feel it was. And the characters were pretty strong, and they're... relationships seemed real. This one just seemed, everything seemed artificial. Like, you had a kid who he's like, hey, I have a relationship with you, that's why we know each other, hey, this is cool, we're friends. I didn't feel any of that chemistry there. Random lost dude who's where Jaguar, I was like, okay, that's just weird, it just doesn't feel right.
Lost, that's where I fucking recognize him from. Thank also you. Also
Hawaii 50.
Yeah, but whatever.
But none of it just I got bored. You know? I didn't even hate it.
It took 3 days to watch this movie. It's fucking long.
It is. I got bored. And it just wasn't fun. And it didn't make sense.
There's no sense to... And, like, each piece of the movie is an entire movie, almost.
Like, the whole idea of, like, them coming... Like, the hell things coming out and, like, literally... like, they're eviscerating people. And I'm like, oh, it's kind of creepy and badass. Like, it's fucked up, but kind of badass.
And it just stops.
And then it just stops and everyone's like, okay. But... Yeah, I got bored. That's my biggest problem with this. Not that it's terrible, it's just boring.
But it's an action movie, and so you can't have a boring action movie.
No.
And it's terrible.
Yeah. I know why we didn't watch it, and I'm...
I saw somebody on one of the groups that I'm in had commented that this was their favorite movie of 2019, and I'm just like...
What groups? Because you also said someone who said like BVS and Last Jedi were their favorite movies.
I'm only in Podcast Beyond and the Salt Lake costuming.
I do like one of them that you asked is like, are you being serious? I can't tell. And the person's like, and you're like, you like what you like? He's like, well, that's passive aggressive. I'm like, hey, I didn't tell you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I didn't tell you you're wrong. I just hope you realize how bad you
skip, like, skip this movie.
Please dude.
Don't even, like, honestly.
Don't acknowledge that it exists. No.
I mean, I would tell you still to go watch the original ones because I think they're fun and I think they're charming and I think Ron Perlman has a lot of fucking charisma. And this one just didn't.
No, I can't get behind this movie at all. Nope. So
I can't push it over the edge and be like, go.
Please skip this.
Yes.
All right. So for this week's stream review, it's going to be brought to us by
me.
You.
And we're going to watch Overlord on Amazon Prime.
Which
I'm
it was intrigued. JJ, right?
Was it JJ again?
Yes. But I'm intrigued that you want to see this because it's a horror movie, essentially.
Yeah, but you know me. I'm like, I like seeing horror. Like, it's a horror action movie,
though. Right. It's a horror.
It's World War II, but with demons. So it's kind of like Doom.
A little bit, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm so fucking in. Yeah. I wanted to see this when I forgot it existed, and then now I didn't.
All right, Overlord, Amazon Prime.
Yep.
If you have anything you want us to watch on Hulu, Amazon Prime, Netflix, HBO Go, or Disney Plus, let us know at
Ben. That's not Noel.
That's not Home Alone.
Or, yeah.
Let us know at Ben Hammer, gmail.com, Ben Hammer on Twitter, SprinkleZeeky on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Crying Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Monday morning on SoundCloud, iTunes, and the other one. They really need to get on top of that. Or Podbeam, you know, that's what I use.
Maybe I should make that your resolution for, like, for at least January.
To reach out to Stitcher.
all right, so we're going to get to this week's nerd news. There wasn't a whole lot to talk about, but on New Year's Day, we got a trailer for Quiet Place 2. And one, we actually are getting to see the bugs or whatever we're going to call, you know, I don't know what they are. So I guess we're just going to call them aliens or bugs at this point. But we're getting to see them a lot in this trailer.
This kind of has like heavy Last of Us vibes in the beginning because you're kind of seeing the before right. kind of thing. And I'm very curious.
I'm very curious, especially without Big Tuna in it.
Yeah.
Like, he's still directing it, but he's not in it.
Yeah.
Or, well... He's going to be in it.
He's going to be in it as, like, a flashback, I'm sure.
There, yeah,
who like, they even said, like, hey, there was dad or something right. like that.
And I keep looking for him, and I don't see him, so yeah. I don't... But he will be in it, but he won't be... I mean, this is Emily Blunt's movie.
Yeah, which is cool. I fucking love Emily
Blunt. Yeah, and...
To be blunt.
To be blunt.
Blunt.
I'm super excited for this.
I'm marginally excited for it, and the only reason is that I really liked the first one, but I didn't need more.
Yeah.
And that's
why... Oh, no, I wanted more, but I didn't need more. Like, yeah. I was like, man, I wish they made more, and I'm okay if they left me with that feeling. Want for yes. the rest of my life. Yeah, yeah.
I would have been totally fine with it just being by itself, so that's the only reason why I'm marginally excited. Like, I'm still gonna go see it, obviously. Fuck yes. But, yeah. It looks pretty.
I can't wait.
I'm hoping it's good.
I can't wait.
Please be excited.
Please be excited.
I don't know, that was the only really nerd news stuff besides
really? PlayStation Plus stuff. Yeah, and PlayStation Plus dropped. And you get 4 games this month, which is a big deal. And one of them are a collection of badass games.
Yeah.
So you get the Nathan Drake collection, the which Uncharted is good, collection. I've
always thought about possibly buying it, so I'm like, hey, it's free.
Of 1, 2, and 3. And then Goat Simulator. I'm immensely intrigued by playing Goat Simulator.
I tried it.
You did?
It's, well, I mean, I played it on a PC before. And it's all right. It's weird. It's literally a physics game. The goal is to try to make as big of explosions or big of, like, disasters as fucking possible, but as a goat.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, no, it's a cool concept, definitely.
But it kind of seems like...
Oh my god, he looks so fun.
Remember when... I mean, I guess can't... But
Rob Lowe is being... I've been watching Parks and Rec, so it's hard seeing him serious.
Remember when... Grand Theft Auto didn't take itself seriously.
And it was so much fucking
fun. And you just picked it up to play for a little while and it was fun. Yeah. And now, like, I don't... Now, I think Grand Theft Auto is out of my... I don't want to say wheelhouse anymore because I'll play them. But it's definitely not something that I'm going to play. Like, it didn't hit that Just Cause nerve that Just Cause 2 did when it came out.
Was
it
2 or 3? It was 2. Yeah.
And this looks like the type of game where it's like, just go do stupid shit for an hour or a half an hour or whatever you've got.
Yeah.
And you, there's nothing to it. You just do stuff. And this looks like it's going to hit a good itch for me for a little while.
I hope so. I'm like, I hope you have fun with that, obviously. I'm really curious about, I still haven't played the latest Grand Theft Auto, and I do, but after playing Red Dead, which I finally traded in, by the way. We bought four games for fucking Switch, because they had the buy two get from two free at GameStop.
Oh, nice.
And Switch games never go fucking on sale.
Right.
But I finally traded that in, and Jackie's like, you want to get rid of that? And I'm like, honey, I'm never going to play this game again.
Did you finish it?
Red Dead, yeah. I was going to beat it, and then I was like, I'm never going to play online. Nope. I didn't really like it. Nope. I'm like, I'm done. Like, I keep the 360 one, because I love the 360 one, and that's fun.
Red Dead Redemption is amazing.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure it, like, ages out a bit, but I'm still like it. But yeah, I'm excited for that. I hope you have fun with Goat Simulator. I need to beat through the Nathan Drake games.
Yeah, I already have them, so, like, for me, it's a meh.
Yeah.
But it's a good... And this is one of the things that...
And the remaster stuff.
I can't stand about the internet is that if somebody has the stuff, it's a bad month.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people were talking... It's the same thing with Xbox of, like, I have this game, this is crap, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, just because you have it doesn't mean it's not a good get.
Yeah, and you're not all that matters.
Yeah, like, this is four games. The Uncharted collection is amazing.
It's a good, like, I mean, I never got past the first one, but I hear the second one's amazing.
The second one is great.
Yeah.
And the third one's very, very, very good.
The first one is just very rough.
The first one is, I mean, Assassin's Creed 1, where at the time you're probably like, okay, this is really good.
Yeah.
You play Assassin's Creed 2 and you're like, oh.
Oh, dude, I remember that when it was night and fucking day.
Yeah.
I remember talking about that going, fuck.
Yeah, because you had done it when we did the podcast. And you're like, I'm playing all three of them. And it's like, you're starting with one. You're like, yep. And I'm like, oh, boy.
Yep.
And you're like, no, it's not bad. I'm having fun. I'm like, okay. And you get to two and you're like, oh.
It's night and day difference.
It is a huge difference.
Vast between difference. The two. Go on, you know
And I liked Uncharted. I loved Uncharted 2. And Uncharted 3 is really, really good. So, it's a good get. Did you like
4? Ooh.
4 was fine.
Oof.
It was fine.
Yeah, but, like, it was... There was a delay.
No, like, it was good. I liked it. But, like, give me Tomb Raider over 4.
Damn.
But we've talked about how I think I like at least Tomb Raider 1 and 2.
Yeah. I love Tomb Raider 2. I felt like that was a great balance. Dude, 1 is really good. 2
1 is really good. 2 is amazing. And then they
had
3. I don't know what the fuck they did.
Well, they gave it to him. Yeah. But still, pretty good. Like, it's...
Yeah.
I like it because at least they're nice quality ones. I keep hoping they're going to start adding PSVR ones. I'm like, push me more to get a VR headset.
I still don't know why they haven't done that. You would think you push people to VR headsets would be an easy...
I feel like it'd be something they'd want to push.
And I feel that they're trying to, but maybe they just can't make the money work with people. But they have to have some first-party VR stuff that they can throw out there. Even if just every once in a while, be like, every 3 months we'll throw out a VR game or something. Just to be like, ooh, surprise.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, surprise. Mm.
All right, that's, I mean, not much, but that's it for the nerd news.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get to our review of Mandalorian Episode 5. Mm. Again, this is going to be spoiled, and you know, we're a month out, so deal with all that.
Mm-hmm.
A little more than a month. So in this one, Mandalorian becomes a babysitter again. He lands on a planet, hangs out with a mechanic who's kind of creepy, and he's like, hey, watch my kid, while he goes to make some money from with a would-be bounty hunter.
Yeah.
And would-be bounty hunter runs into...
He's like the posh boy bounty
hunter. Another bounty hunter.
Yeah.
Who's like, do you know who that is? That's the Mandalorian. Like, the money you're gonna get from me is nothing. The money you'll get for him is...
Yeah.
Way more than you'll ever get.
Yeah.
So he's basically gonna try to turn in the Mandalorian.
Yep.
That can't happen, and Mando kills him.
Yep. The end.
Real good filler episode this one was.
Did you like it?
It was
okay.
Yeah, it was fine.
I mean, it was an excuse because they went back to Tatooine, didn't they? It was Mos Eisley.
I think they were on Tatooine. I'm not 100% sure. I
thought it was said that it was Tatooine and that was Mos Eisley.
But it could be Tatooine. I mean, now, granted, we're over a month out since I've seen it, so I can't remember.
I forgot about this episode.
I did too, and so I was like, what am I forgetting? Because I remember, because we have 8 episodes.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember the next episode, honestly, because I remember the last two vividly.
I remember the next episode because the next episode was the heist one.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was when it actually... that's right. That's,
I like the heist one.
And so I was thinking about it, and I was like, man, I have all of them. What am I missing? And I was like, oh, yeah.
This one was probably the most easily the most forgettable, but it's also... Not spoilers, but it doesn't really pay off anywhere, like, later on in the series. At least
this time around. No, yeah, this one is definitely...
Super
by 100% itself. Filler of, yeah. Like... If you miss this episode, I don't know if you're going to miss anything.
No, you won't. Not at all. Like, the most he does is his ship is broke down a little bit and he gets it fixed.
Yeah.
And it's literally a fetch quest, as we're used to with these, but it's the one that, like, you can take this out and nothing changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that kind of sucks because it doesn't really add to much, except for the fact that, in my memory, I think we go back to Mos Eisley and that was about it. But then at the same time, I feel like we would have shown more, so maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, we could. I'm sure at some point I'll go back and watch The Mando again. Maybe. Yeah. Like, I don't... But I... This one, it's a fine episode.
Yeah.
Like, none of the episodes have been bad.
Yeah.
By any mean. But it's not... Like, the last two episodes were really good.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the last three were really good. Sarah didn't like the heist, but I...
I like the heist.
I dug the heist because it felt... Well...
We'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into that next week. But... It's fine. It's passable. It's...
My biggest complaints, I guess, with this is that I just burned through The Witcher, right? And I...
Have you watched the entire series?
Yeah, I watched the entire series.
Damn.
Like, I was... The first episode's pretty good. Like, it's got some good action scenes. And then it goes to the second episode. I'm like, okay, I'm starting to see why people dig this. It's a little funky, then I don't want to say anything else beyond it, but...
Is it the time travel?
Or
it's not time travel, but time period?
Kinda, yeah.
But, that's basically what I hear everybody's like...
It's a little, it trips you out a bit.
But it seems to be the, like, put your phone down.
Yes.
And you'll get it.
Yes.
If you're distracted, you're going to miss something and not understand what's going on. So I'm like, okay, I can get behind this.
The way I described it is because everyone's talking about it saying, like, Game of Thrones-wise, is that it's... So, it is like Game of Thrones in the fact that it's got that kind of hard fantasy thing. Mm-hmm. But it definitely goes high fantasy. It's not afraid to show like elves, dragons, magic, shit like that. It does that like first freaking episodes. So it's like, hey, I don't mind doing this kind of crap. And it moves at a faster pace than Game of Thrones does. It's not as it's still, I think, pretty methodical, but you're right. I didn't even think about that. The times I got lost was when I was on my phone. And then I ended up putting my phone down and I just watched and enjoyed. And the show's good. And I like Henry Cavill even for his Batman voice, ironically enough.
He's a Batman voice.
He kind of has a little bit of a Batman voice. But I'm like, I understand. I totally get it. It's not distracting. It just makes me laugh because I know he plays Superman. That's what makes me laugh about it. But yeah, like I think about that. I remember most of those episodes pretty fucking vividly. This one, I'm like, you take one of those episodes out of The Witcher, you get lost or you miss out on something.
Mm-hmm.
Take this one out, nothing.
Right. I see you. All right, yeah.
See you, Jinxon.
That is our review of episode 5 of Mando. So we're going to go ahead and get to the pod question. And this week's pod question was a joint effort, but I'm going to give it to you anyway.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
Yep.
The question was, just starting off the new year, what is your, you know, resolution?
We got one from our buddy TK who wanted to start vac pulling some shore troopers.
Which, cool.
Yeah, I think now he doesn't paint them, so that I think that's gonna be the.
I'm trying to remember what
the hard thing is, getting the right color of ivory and everything.
Short troopers are different from Storm and different from Scout Howe.
Yes, they're the ones on Scarif.
Yeah, and I can't remember the way they looked. I guess
they're more ivory, more. Cream color.
Oh, it's more the color than anything.
Yeah, I mean they're sure all different. Yeah, it's, all of a sudden you'll get
hate what about the vast from, what about the vast difference from
yeah you're troopers. Gonna get some hate, dude.
Sorry.
And he wants to start picking up some more Brochella games, and I'm like, yeah, we should
definitely. I missed that, and I did debate about the $25 for.
Oh.
Celebration one?
World War II is $20.
Where?
Plus.
Is it really?
Yes.
I do. I mean, hell, I just want to play it for single player.
No. I mean,
yeah. But I mean, like, I would be happy to play multiplayer as well.
Cool. But yeah, I wasn't... I was debating back and forth if I should grab it or not. And so it depends on, I guess, kind of what the group says. If we get more information of like, yeah, I'll pick it up, then I'll pick it up.
$20 for a single player campaign, I'd be happy about. Because again, I like their single player ones.
All right. But mine, I mean, obviously I'm doing Revenge Body 2020 is my own.
Do you want to explain Revenge Body a little bit to people? Because I definitely didn't understand it more until you guys talked about it.
I mean, I'm tired of being fat and ugly, so I'm working on just being fat. Or just being ugly.
Can we just talk about that a real resolution be you'd stop calling yourself ugly? That'd be beautiful.
I don't want to lie to people.
No, fuck off. Go on, keep going.
I really don't. We don't have
enough time for me to be this at you for this.
I don't want to lie to people. But I want to. This
underwater.
There we go. Fuck. We'll go see underwater. Fuck. God damn it.
This is what happens when we watch TV right. While we're recording.
I really, really want to get in shape this year, yes. And I'm really hitting down kind of hard on my eating and my working out, and I'm trying to bully people into joining me, but in a nice way, of an encouraging way, of I'm really trying to change some of my perspectives in life.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm taking photos every day and I'm like, hey, what are you guys doing? Yeah. Or what are you eating? Or just things along those lines of let's work on this together and let's not kill ourselves if we miss a day or two.
Yeah.
Or if you're a co-host, you've missed every day.
For this year.
Except for this day. You did go hiking today. Like I really actually really want to get in better shape this year. My goal, and I have kind of several summer personal, but for like our perspective, I want to use our website more. Yeah. I want to add more stuff to it. And we talked about this on the hike that, you know, I don't have a computer.
Yeah.
So it's hard to actually add stuff to the website because I don't want to add too, like, doing that shit on your phone is not fun.
No, it's not enjoyable at all.
And so, like, I understand if we're on a pinch and we need to add something right away or whatever, but I don't want to make articles and blog posts and things on my phone. It just, and especially when it comes to editing, like, it's tough to edit on your phone if you misspell something. Like, God damn it. Like, it's...
I mean, you could get a Bluetooth keyboard for your phone. But I feel like you still would want a computer, but that is an option.
It is an option. Like, it's not impossible, no. But it's just not something that I'm into.
Oh, no, I can't blame you.
What about you, man?
So, like, obviously, like, I think, and I say this to everyone, is, like, obviously there's that whole point of being healthier. I was joking with Liz earlier today, talking about have a soup pie. And she's like, oh, how hard was it? And I told her, honestly, I am in better shape now than I was when I was doing that. That's saying something.
Really?
Me? Yeah. Back when I was doing that, I was gaining a lot more weight then.
I think.
For Havasupai, I was out of shape. I was dying.
Like, I know I want to do that hike. I know, and I've talked about this, I want to hike the canyon. Like, it's there.
Yeah.
We're in the state where it is, and it's not far away. And it's something that is an experience.
I definitely want to do Supai again. But I will say, like, I'm in better shape than I was when I did that. I'm still not in the shape I want to be. Mm-hmm. The fact that I've lost weight and I do feel better and I feel more confident. Like, it's that same idea of, like, it's a self-image, but
well, fuck, I don't... bitches left and right.
My bitches are my left and right. But, like, it makes me feel more confident. I feel happier. And I also feel... I think about the way I breathe, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I know I breathe heavier when I'm ever, obviously, overweight. And I don't like that feeling because it's hard to sleep. It's hard just to relax. So that's obvious. The other one, which is a big one for me, is just this last year, I've had a lot of shit go on. But I definitely let work rule my life. I think, like I was saying, like the idea of switching to a work to live rather than a live to work. And this last year, I feel like I was definitely, for a good portion of the year, I was live to work. And I fucking hated it. It was some of the most heavy depressive parts. So it's something being aware of that. I'm going to look for another position this year as well. It's same in the company, but I might look outside as well. Just, I need a change. And I need to make sure I feel appreciated for the work and that I'm also compensated. Because I feel like I gave a lot, but I definitely didn't get a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made me pull back and realize, like, is this really worth it? So that's my, between health, it's, that's also like just work-life balance and mental health, I guess. Those are kind of my, find that good balance. Yeah, those are mine.
Cool. Now mine's going to be a little, mine's going to be tough, but.
Can I steal this one too?
He's such a dick.
I mean, I should have been making mine to be a more prepared co-host. You
probably will. So for this week's pod question, I want to know, do you have a favorite in-game puzzle?
In-game puzzle.
So we've been talking about like Tomb Raider and such, and you brought up God of War. So do you have a favorite in-game puzzle or...
I already do.
I mean, do you think that's clear enough?
Yeah, yeah. Like a puzzle, it's like... Again, it's not the main part of the game. It's just something that's part of it.
Cool, yeah.
Think, like, you played through Spider-Man. You know all those mini-game puzzles there, right? Did you enjoy any of those? Is that your favorite one? No.
Don't I hate fucking chasing those pigeons?
Fuck the pigeons. I hate chase missions in general, or race missions. Like, there's one in Nier Automata, and I found out what it was. I'm like, fuck you. I'm avoiding you for the rest of the game.
Yeah, I just...
yeah.
All right. So let us know your answer at batandhammergmail.com, batandhammer on Twitter, Sprig and Ziggy on Facebook. Reach me on at Taroskippy.
And I'm at Krenkalis. Make sure to like, love, and share us on SoundCloud, iTunes, and that other one when I ever get it figured out, Stitcher. You son of a bitch. I mean, at the same time, I haven't really reached out to them yet because that takes effort. But I will work on that. That is going to be that is January goal. Spend, it's a Patreon goal, spend $1 or one thought, send one thought in prayer,
one like,
send one like, and if I get enough of them, I'll actually care enough to do it.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 340 of Sprig and Zay Geek. Silver Sprig and Zay Geek,
we already did this, didn't we?
See, that's a pregnant pause.
Ah, fuck.
I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
It's not the same when you steal it.
Sorry.